This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's what I'm talking about. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Can I get some NFL music, por favor? As it is week 12 of the National Football League, it's a Wednesday, but Thanksgiving's tomorrow. We're also off on Friday, so we're making today a football Wednesday. On a Friday. But on really Wednesday. Do we call this a football Friday or is it a football Wednesday?
Football Friday on a Wednesday. How about that? A little marriage of the two.
Fine. So it's a football Friday on a Wednesday. Okay. Bills at the Lions. My one thought in this game. Lions, we know, have won three straight. Bills bounced back in Detroit last week against the Browns after back-to-back losses against Minnesota and then the Jets. Or the Jets and Minnesota. My one thought in this game. I just want it to be a game going into the second half. How many years have we watched Detroit on Thanksgiving where they've been horrible? And it seems like the Bills are going to survive their funk. And I think they're going to start to get really hot. With how many offensive weapons, Swift and Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Hutchinson playing really good on the defensive side of the ball, I just hope we have a game going into halftime. That's my one thought. That's what I want to see from this game.
I know what we'll guarantee to see tomorrow, some great uniforms from the Lions. Oh, I love their Thanksgiving uniforms. The clear silver helmets, the silver uniform numbers. It's crisp. It's clean. I would argue it's the most underrated uniform in the NFL. I'm very excited for it.
You're a big uniform guy.
Oh, I am. You can't play good if you don't look good. It's a fact.
No, there's a lot of people that look good that just play horribly.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely true. You can have the swag and not back it up, but I don't think you can play really well or get to your potential if you look like, you know.
Well, you think those Colts uniforms are nice?
I do. I like the Colts uniforms.
Yeah.
They're classy. They're clean.
Yeah.
Especially the whites.
You think those Penn State uniforms are nice?
Well, I hate the black cleats, I'll be honest.
Oh.
I hate the black cleats. They look so slow.
Oh.
If you had white cleats, I bet you Penn State players would run faster. Like, if you play Ohio State next year with white cleats on, I think Penn State wins. In the shoe. Lock it up.
Okay. Yeah, you say that each and every year. Ohio State's going to lose this game.
Well, they don't Penn wear
State's
white shoes
win.
Ever.
They play.
Let's go.
They play Ohio State the toughest out of any team in the Big Ten. And that was lose. I love how you just moved the goalpost for Penn State. Giants at the Cowboys. I'm really curious how the Giants offensive line is going to function tomorrow. You know Evan Neal's out. You know you have four offensive linemen out. And you're going up against Micah Parsons and this great Dallas Cowboys defense. Brian Daboll has been a wizard for the most part this year and probably is going to win Coach of the Year. And he's found a way to win with less. I don't see how you're able to put lipstick on a pig this week and look at it and go, wow, that pig's actually beautiful. That offensive line's in a bad spot. I want to see what Daboll can do with it.
I want to see what Daniel Jones can do. There's a lot of questions about his future.
What did you call him?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. It sounded like you combined Jalen and Daniel and you called him Dalen Jones.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I just spoke fast. Daniel Jones?
Yeah. I was like, what was his first name?
Daniel. Because, look, as you mentioned, their offensive line is in shambles. Right now, this team, for the most part, runs through Saquon Barkley. This is a game that not many people are expecting the Giants to win tomorrow.
Nah, no one does.
With questions about Daniel Jones' future, will he be with the Giants? Will he be somewhere else? This is a game to at least show you I belong here. If you can at least, forget about winning the game, keep the Giants in it with his arm and his legs.
Patriots and the Vikings. Here's my thought. Is Kirk Cousins going to be able to play great in a primetime game? That's the big question. Because this line is funky. Smells weird. Vikings only a 2.5-point favorite against the Patriots. Usually just if you're home, you're dead in three. Not the case here. It's 2.5. I don't know. They're begging you, I think, to take Minnesota. And I think Vegas may be banking on another catastrophe for Kirk Cousins in a primetime spot.
I am very worried about the Vikings defense. They're one of the worst in the NFL, especially pass defense. Not that this passing attack for New England is lethal by any stretch of the imagination, but if Mac Jones has a big day throwing the ball, the Vikings are big-time trouble when it comes to actually winning even one playoff game.
Tampa Bay at Cleveland. I want to see if the Bucs can play a complete game. Like, even Buffalo last week when they beat Cleveland, they got off to that bad start, and that game really started to turn right at the end of the first half, and then the 15 seconds, they finally got the lead. Tampa, it feels like they're going to do enough to win the NFC South, but that's not really saying much with how bad the NFC South is. They just got to start giving better efforts. Right before their bye, they played a good game up against Seattle, then it got close late. I want to see a well-rounded effort here from Tampa Bay where they play at just like simply a full 60 minutes. Like how many years do you have Belichick say 60 minutes, 60 minutes, 60 minutes with Brady? I got to see Tampa play 60 minutes against a Cleveland team that this is it. Last game for Jacoby Brissett, and then you get Deshaun Watson back.
I want to see if Tampa could build off of their run game. The last time they played in Germany, it was their best rushing game of the season by far. Best rushing, you know, totals in almost a year and a half. This is a team that's not balanced. They need to be balanced. Can you build off of that nice performance against the Seahawks against a really bad defense in Cleveland?
Bengals at the Titans. Jamar Chase expected to be back. I think this is going to be the Bengals really benefiting, even though Tennessee's an excellent coach team with Mike Vrabel, and we know how good that defense can be. I think this is going to be a quick game. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. And I got to see if Ryan Tannehill could redeem himself from the three interceptions he threw last year in the playoff game up against Cincinnati. This got to be more than just Derrick Henry this week. I'm not confident in Ryan Tannehill. This is a game where you got to see if Ryan Tannehill can once again be really good like he was last week up against the Green Bay Packers.
I want to see right now if you can have the Bengals play a full, complete game. You mentioned when it comes to the Buccaneers, the Bengals, too, have been inconsistent. Even, like, go back to last week. They had a pretty bad first half against the Steelers where you're losing to the Steelers right now, who are, at that point, 3-6, about to go 3-7 in the first half before you kind of wake up and get the offensive defense going in the second half.
You talk down on these teams like the Steelers, like the Patriots. Like, just the way you say them, you go, like, they're losing to the Steelers or the Patriots' offense. It's not that good. But then, like, you talk about the Colts. It's like, oh, yeah, Indianapolis is there. Like, I love Indianapolis.
We didn't talk about the Colts yet, number one. Number two, am I factually wrong in either what I said about the Steelers or the Patriots?
But it's the tone you say. When it's a Colts, it's like, oh, yeah, they're a good team, even when everyone knows they're not a good team.
The Colts defense is a good team. Good. Yeah. The Colts offense stinks.
Stop. You make it out the Colts defense to be like the 85 Bears.
They're a top five defense.
Give me a break. I'm not
saying
they're bad.
They can't win any games.
But you're making it out like they're the 85 Bears of the way you're talking about them.
No, they are just a very good defense.
You love putting lipstick on a pig.
Gets no recognition. Because the offense is so bad, which is infuriating. Right. But anyway,
get back to your
like
thought.
I said, Bengals play a full game. Right, first half, second half, put it all together. Offensively, defensively, they've really not done that so far this year.
Texans at the Dolphins. I want to see who's starting. Now, it's reportedly Kyle Allen. But Davis Mills is Lovie Smith wouldn't say it today? You haven't seen all this on social media?
No, I've seen all the benchings. I didn't see that there was now a question.
Well, Lovie Smith was at his press conference, and he would not say who's going to be starting. And then a report came out that it was going to be Kyle Allen. So the expectation is that Kyle Allen's going to start, And now Collins even listed number one in the depth chart. But I saw a press conference today with Lovie Smith, and Lovie Smith said, I'm not going to answer the question on who's starting. I thought that was just weird. Like, why would you keep that a secret? It's not as if it's like it's an advantage. There's tape on Kyle Allen.
Well, I think that's what I believe. If the right head coach, I think he said that he didn't want to give an advantage to the opponent.
Yeah, but that's gamesmanship. Stupid. There's tape on Kyle Allen, so they have to prepare for two quarterbacks. Both those quarterbacks suck.
Disagree. That's how NFL coaches are. They're neurotic and
yeah, but
they
come
overcome.
On.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You see that more from college coaches. I feel like
with the fake depth charts.
Yeah,
Jim Harbaugh used to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, with backyard baseball.
The dumbest was Jeff Collins. Who's above the line? If you had potential to start in the game, they would list you above the line. And that was the depth chart.
40 guys at each position listed?
Pretty much.
Never know.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Texans and Dolphins. You know my thought on this one? How early does Tua Tagovailoa get pulled and just say, okay, we're winning. Be healthy. Go grab some bench, and we'll let Teddy Bridgewater come in. This game's going to be a blowout.
I got like,
thought in this game.
Don't get hurt. Honestly, that's really it. Don't get hurt.
Bears at the Jets. I want to see the Mike White factor. Zach Wilson's been bad. Some people last year said Mike White was the guy after the performance against the Bengals, and forget about the guy that you just took with the second overall pick. Zach Wilson also was benched, yes, because of his poor play, but I think the number one reason he was benched was because he didn't take any accountability after the game. I really think if he got in front of the podium after the game and said, I sucked, that was horrible, I got to be better, I owe it to the guys in the locker room, I think he's starting this game. And it would have been a good bounce-back spot against a Bears defense that's not good. But I just want to see how much of an effect that Mike White has, because you see like Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke doesn't have more physical tools and more talent than Carson Wentz. You know how much I crap on Carson Wentz on this show. And I'm just giving Carson Wentz like a little bit of a criticism, but then also going to take a dig. But the team responds to Taylor Heinicke. I want to see how the team responds to Mike White when clearly there's a divide in the locker room where there's some guys, because of Zach Wilson's lack of accountability, they're now turned off by him.
Yeah, I really can't wait to see, honestly, how the Jets players outside of quarterback do respond, because like you said, it feels like this team rallied around Mike White last year and weren't exactly ready to kind of see him bench, although his play towards the end of his tenure did not go very well whatsoever, including that.
Well, he got hurt in that Thursday night football game,
against
remember?
The Colts. And then you had
a touchdown, then got hurt.
Josh Johnson come in and light up the Colts defense. Zach Wilson last year, four quarters,
the Colts
he was the
won
worst.
That game, though, right?
Yeah, they blew him out.
Okay.
Or maybe, it was like 40. Yeah, they won. It was a high scoring game. It was like still Colts won handily. But Josh Johnson, like,
another favorable break for the Colts that Mike White got hurt.
I mean, you said it. Mike White played well. I'm really excited to see how this team, because you mentioned with Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
It may determine, who's starting, even if Mike White's play is maybe not great or knock out, but if the team rallies around him, you can't bench him.
By the way, do you know who the Bears' backup quarterback is? Because it's not a foregone conclusion that Justin Fields is going to play.
I honestly have no idea.
Okay. Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
He has started games before in the NFL.
It's not Mike Glennon, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. With his long neck.
Is he an older guy or a younger guy? Like, I have no clue.
He's been around the league for definitely more than a few years. He's 30.
Oh, boy.
Can I give you one of the teams he's played on?
Sure.
He's played on Denver before.
Trevor Siemian.
There we go. I was going to give you the Jets first or the Saints, but I don't think he would have got that, right?
Trevor Siemian potentially versus Mike White.
Oh, what we signed up for.
You talk about matchup worthy. Woof.
I would say bet the under. Yeah, bet the under in that game.
I believe it's supposed to rain on Sunday in the New York area.
Like, Bears defense is not good, but the Jets defense is good. I bet the under in that game.
All right.
Falcons at the Commanders. Give me your thought first. Go ahead.
See if Taylor Heinicke can take it to the next level in terms of actually playing well and not just having the team back him up. Because they've been winning, but it's kind of shaky. The Packers game, he is putting balls in spots they should not be. Same with the Colts game, till his credit, he drove them down late in the field and won. Even the Eagles game, like, he didn't really play very good, to be honest. He almost cost them the game with some of his decision-making. So can Taylor Heinicke kind of back up almost his own hype and play well and put the Commanders in a position to succeed to win?
So I was under the impression early in the week that Chase Young was playing. Coming up on Sunday, right? Weren't you under that impression as well?
I know he's getting closer. I don't know if I would say that I thought he was going to play on Sunday.
It seemed like he was trending in that direction. And then I was reading a Pro Football article, Pro Football Talk article during the break, and he's non-committal about his availability on Sunday. I want to see if Chase Young plays. That's my thought on that one. Broncos at the Panthers. I'm going to say it right now. Russell Wilson, you've never had to win a game more than this one. I know the season's over. I know you've been awful this year. I know Nathaniel Hackett's a bozo too. And you have, like, no running back since you got rid of Melvin Gordon. The other running back's hurt. And, like, Latavius Murray's even on the injury report. We'll see if he's going to play. He's, like, their only running back. That defense alone should probably be able to force turnovers against Sam Darnold. But Russell Wilson, you got to give me something. You have to give me something this weekend. If they lose this game, Hickey, you may have made the worst prediction of all time if they lose this game. That you said
no,
this team is going to win the Super Bowl.
It's already over.
It's bad, but
it's already
no, they're not winning the Super Bowl. But if they lose to the Panthers, that's a new level of low. When with Sam Darnold, they started two other quarterbacks this year.
I know. It's been bad. I don't know how you could justify that Nathaniel Hackett keeping his job if you lose to Josh McDaniels and then lose to Sam Darnold in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not the rule. Oh, it's not us. It's the rules. You got to go. With that said, I think
maybe Jeff Saturday could be coaching the Broncos next year.
Maybe. Hey.
Right. Can't now, be better worse than Hackett.
Holy cow.
Go ahead.
I want to see what Sam Darnold looks like, not from Sam Darnold's like career revival perspective.
Because you're a Sam Darnold stan.
No, but
yes, you are.
Baker Mayfield's perspective. I liked your tweet earlier this week when you basically go, where does Baker Mayfield go from here? Baker stunk. And honestly, I don't know the answer. And if Sam Darnold
the two guys
stinks,
you love the most, Baker and Sam Darnold, you wanted both in the Colts.
That's right. And if Sam Darnold stinks, like I honestly,
better hope P.J. Walker's ankle heals up.
Again, probably.
Baltimore at Jacksonville. I want to see how Baltimore offense bounces back. Last week against the Panthers, which the Panthers have a solid defense, you won 13-3. I got to see Baltimore put together a game where the offense goes wire to wire and just destroys this Jacksonville team. I have no doubt in the defense. The offense, though, they just don't have enough playmakers. You know, Lamar Jackson's great. DeMarcus Robinson had a good game last week. I got to see this offense play a complete game.
I want to see the Jacksonville passing attack get more consistent, have a day. Like, I know if you want to call it his rookie year for Trevor Lawrence, because if you don't count last year, like,
yeah.
You're now week 12. Like, this is enough time to get Doug Peterson's system, you know, understand it, feel comfortable in it. Like, now it's time to start, you know, putting results on the field. This is a secondary that is susceptible to getting toasted. You got to have a nice day here.
Chargers and Cardinals. Put up or shut up time for the Chargers. I know they give you a lot of good efforts, and there's some weeks where you're like, oh, wow, this team could be the team that we thought they were. They lose the game to San Francisco. I know they had, like, no one. They could have beat Kansas City again. They didn't. They lost to Seattle a few weeks ago. They had to go to overtime against the Broncos. I know they won, but that kind of felt like a loss. This Arizona team stinks. You don't even know how healthy Kyler Murray's going to be coming off this hamstring injury. I know Hopkins is back, and Hopkins has been a stud. I got to see the Chargers win and win convincingly.
I'm excited to watch both head coaches this one because both are on the hot seat. Both are really
good point.
Doing themselves zero favors so far. And this is kind of like, you know, at least give yourself a little bit of a little breathing room for the winner.
Staley, if Sean Payton wants a job, I think he's done. I know that he's extended through 2027, Cliff Kingsbury. There's no way you could bring him back. This is how bad the season has been. And catastrophic.
I think Staley's right now done a better job than Cliff, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's like... Which disease would you rather have?
I mean, I get it, but...
Raiders and Seahawks. I want to see how the Seahawks bounce back. They lost to Tampa. You now had a week to think about it coming off that bye. I want to see how this team bounces back for a team that we've given a lot of praise to. I think them and the Giants are similar, where we gave them praise... And they've been deserving of that praise, but then coming off a little bit of adversity, which losing to Tampa, I thought that was the way that game was going to play out. But I just want to see how they respond against the Raiders team, that the Raiders have like put together a good half. I know the record's been bad, but they've been able to play like a good 30 minutes of football. They just don't usually play a good 60 minutes of football. So I want to see what Pete has these guys looking like coming off a bye.
Yeah, I want to see if the Seahawks are like legitimate playoff contenders. Like, I know right now the record is very good, but you're right. We've been propping them up, and they haven't really faced adversity so far. It's a tough loss against the Buccaneers. Yeah. This is a game you should have. Should have in the bag at home against the Raiders. Take it. Like, you are a contender. Take it.
Chiefs and Rams. Next. I have to give you a thought. The Rams stink. I'm not giving you a thought.
I got nothing.
Okay. Saints and the 49ers. I want to see if the 49ers could give an effort like they did last week where they dominate from wire to wire, because that has been a team this year. Anytime people are about to buy in and people say, oh, they have all this talent, all this great pieces, they end up giving you a stinker like a few weeks back against the Atlanta Falcons. They got to dominate wire to wire.
Just play a full game like you did for the most part against Arizona. Continue that against a bad Saints team.
Green Bay at Philadelphia. Green Bay's defense isn't bad. Offensively, though, they really have nothing. Even with the thumb injury, all the excuses, the wide receivers aren't good, the line isn't good. I want to go see if Aaron Rodgers can win a game that he's not supposed to win. I don't think he will, but that's my thought on this one. Can Rodgers find a way this year to will a team to victory when the team going in is clearly inferior, and that's what you have this week?
I want to see the Eagles' defensive line. They did a good job last week against a Colts team.
And that's, brought in a lot of guys, too. Linval Joseph, that's it. Dominican, like, too.
You brought guys literally off the street 3 days in, and they did a pretty good job, because if you can continue to build off that, they have great depth, and that defense line is going to be a menace going forward.
Steelers at the Colts. It's a winnable game for Kenny Pickett. You have a young quarterback, not a lot around him. I want to see if a young quarterback could go elevate his team. That's my thought for Kenny Pickett.
I just want to see this Colts offensive line can block someone.
Stop
that's
the
it.
Offensive line.
But that's how this season, that's how the turn, not turnaround this season, but turnaround overall is going to start. The guys up front blocking.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. That was one thought on each and every game. When we come on back, Jersey Jerry is here with his picks for Week 12 in the NFL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts, right? Car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hopefully we'll get Jersey Jerry up from Barstool Sports coming up momentarily as we have another week of our NFL picks to get to. But first up, the biggest story of the day, Zach Wilson benched, not even going to be active on Sunday. And coming on up this week for the Jets against the Bears is going to be Mike White in at quarterback for the Jets, 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 Jets. I look at this decision two ways. One, this is holding Zach Wilson accountable for not taking any accountability when it goes back to last week against the New England Patriots. Because there's games where a young quarterback plays really poorly. You never have a young quarterback go right in year one from start to finish play. Great, 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 great. I know Zach Wilson is in year number two. So you have those moments where it looks really bad and people, because we live in a reactionary society, go, he's not the guy. I have doubts and all that. But afterwards, it's about how you face the music and how you take it on the chin when things aren't going your way. And Zach Wilson, in the aftermath of that loss on Sunday to the Patriots, was asked a simple question, a layup question. Do you think you let the defense down? And he just said no. And that, especially because, like, there's some times where you're a quarterback and you could get away with things if you're in a market that's not as passionate or as big as New York. But when that becomes an answer in New York, it's never a good answer anywhere, but in New York especially, you're going to get roasted for that. And then in your locker room, that's the other part. you had guys that heard that and they go, what? Like, even though Quinnen Williams defended him publicly, with the season that Quinnen Williams is having, there's no way he actually believed in defending Zach Wilson. He just wanted to be a good teammate in that moment. Because in that locker room, you had to have defensive players. And even Lijay Dusabel, former Jets defensive lineman, joined this. And he said, if you're a defensive lineman in that locker room, you say all the right things publicly, but internally, you feel like you just got punched in the face. Because you dominated. You held the Patriots to 3 points. And your quarterback is the reason why you lost now twice to them. So Robert Saleh was in a crossroads. He had a decision to make. Do you go back to Zach Wilson, kind of scare him this week, say you're not going to, you don't know who you're going to play, and then later in the week say, okay, he's going to start. And then what do you really learn? Not much. Scare him a little bit, and then the guy gets his way? Or do you realize you're not playing well, you're not handling the media well, you're losing this locker room, so now I'm going to tell you to go take a seat, and we'll see when you get your job back. And I'm surprised that Robert Saleh took option number two. But just because I'm surprised doesn't mean it's not the right decision. Because it is the right decision. What Robert Saleh did is what a leader of men does. And is someone that valued no one's bigger than the team. And sometimes a franchise quarterback is bigger than the team and gets away with things and special treatment and all that. But Robert Saleh realized, if I start Zach Wilson and Zach Wilson doesn't play well, people are going to start to turn on me even in a year when I've done a really good job. Because people are now going to say, you keep on playing the quarterback that's not playing well, and he's starting to lose this team. And eventually, you could only have the quarterback be blamed for losing the team for so long until fingers start to get pointed at a second-year coach who's done really well. And I think Robert Saleh made the right decision. It's not an easy decision because you do run the risk of losing your young quarterback, but your young quarterback, the only thing that should scare you is, okay, we wasted a second-round pick on him potentially, and maybe he turns his career around. But you don't want to give up on a second-year quarterback, second overall pick quarterback this early, but he really gave you no other choice. And Hickey, that's why I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. I was surprised by the decision. A lot of times people hear, oh, Zach's surprised by something, he disagrees with it. No, I just didn't know if Robert Saleh was going to actually pull the plug on Zach Wilson right now and say, okay, we're not going to start him this week against what would have been a spot that could be favorable to bouncing back. Because you're going up against a Bears team on offense. If Justin Fields plays, we know they're really good with Justin Fields, but defensively they don't got much.
I wonder, especially when you see the reaction after Sunday's game in the locker room from players with their emotions, with some things on social media, I wonder if even Robert Saleh like had a choice. Like, I think it's either you risk alienating the entire locker room if you say, all right, we're going to run Zach Wilson out there, guys, no problem, despite the fact that he was 9 for 22 for 77 yards in a game where you allow 3 points on defense and lose the game. Or, you know, then on top of it, then after the game in the post-game press conference, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't feel bad, or I don't feel like I let the defense down whatsoever. Like, I just, not that you'd have a mutiny per se, but it kind of felt like with a lot of raw emotion you had, especially post-game Sunday, I really wonder if the decision was almost out of Robert Saleh's hands in a way.
You know what I thought could have been very telling? Now, Robert Saleh knows his locker room. He has a good pulse, good hand on his locker room. And the question just becomes, how do we know that? And how do we see signs that players were actually upset with Zach Wilson? And the biggest sign there that we saw publicly spill out was from John Franklin Myers liking a tweet. And that tweet was, he liked Josh Allen after the loss to the Jets. I put that on me. I let the team down as a QB. You can't play like bleep. Zach Wilson after the loss to the Patriots. Do you feel like you held the defense back? Or you held back the defense? He said no. John Franklin Myers liked that tweet. He liked it. And I think that was telling of what the actual tone was in that locker room. All righty. Week 12 of NFL picks. Zach Gelb against Jersey Jerry. Let's hit it.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before.
And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, NFL picks time with Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. Jersey Jerry, happy Thanksgiving. How you been?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. I've been good. It's been a good week, short week. I'm excited for tomorrow.
All right, let's get to the picks, Jersey Jerry of Barstool Sports. I'm going to start things off, and I'm going to actually start things off here on a good note for just the relationship of Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry. I like the Steelers this week. I know you're a huge Steelers fan. They're going up against the Indianapolis Colts. Steelers on the road, +2.5. I think they win the game this week. I'll take the points here.
I like it. This is going to be a massacre. This is going to be a total catastrophe for the Detroit Lions. This is going to be a 30. A 34 to 10. Bills are going to destroy this team.
So you're taking the Bills -9.5 is what you're telling me. First pick for Jersey Jerry. Yep. My next pick, that would stink. If that game's a blow, I'm just hoping we get to halftime and we have a good game between those two teams.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, my next pick, you know what? I can't believe I'm going to bet this team this week because they have been crap all throughout the year. They've maybe been the most disappointing team in the league, but they're going up against Sam Darnold. I know Russell Wilson has been brutal. That defense, though, is good for Denver. I think that the Broncos, they're going to survive this game, and they're just going to find a way to squeak it out by 3 to 7 points. I'll take Denver, Jersey Jerry, against the Panthers, laying the 2 points.
I like it. I'm going to go. My next pick will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road against the Browns, -3.5. I just feel like we're in the process of a Tom Brady roll to end the year. I could see this game being a lot bigger than 3.5. I think this is going to be like a 14-point game. I'll take the Brady on the road this week.
And my final game, I know Kyler Murray is expected to be back in this one, but I don't care. I've not been able to trust him throughout this season. I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. Now, I don't love Brandon Staley either. I know Justin Herbert plays really well, and then they just don't win games. But I think this is a lock for the Chargers this week. I like the Chargers like 27-17, 27-20, something like that. Give me the Chargers jersey, Jerry, -3 points.
Awesome. My next pick is going to be, I know this team, just got a big win the other week. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I know they're hurt. I know a lot of people on injured reserve for the Raiders. Seahawks coming off the bye. I think Seahawks is going to be with the public all over, but I'm going to go with the Raiders. I don't know. Maybe something's there. Maybe they got a little spark. I know they're not going to make the playoffs or anything, but I'll take a chance with the Raiders +3.5.
So Jersey Jerry's picks for this week, Bills -9.5, Bucks -3.5, Raiders +3.5. I'm rolling with the Steelers +2.5, the Broncos -2, the Chargers -3. I'm very excited tonight to watch Barstool Sports Advisors. I always know the Thanksgiving special is crazy and Stu's throwing pies and going nuts. I saw a video, though. They sent a little teaser out, and Jersey Jerry got rejected by the table. You tried to jump into a table, and it didn't get broken?
The table didn't break. I mean, you know, I tried my best, you know, but nothing worked. I just flat on my back, elbow, head to the table, nothing happened.
How's the body? Any black and blues from that?
No, you know, my buddies always joke around. My body was built to be blue collar. my body's built to be in the cold. So my body's fine.
You got it. Well, enjoy Thanksgiving tomorrow with the family, Jersey Jerry. Always appreciate it.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You got it. There's Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. And the curse meter is now up to 2. He was on a run there. Drops an S-bomb right out of the gate. He only cursed once so far. I thought we were past that, but I think he was a little bit rattled heading into this segment. He texted me. He goes, I totally forgot. I was giving my son a bath, lost track of time, and then gets on, and right out of the gate, boom, drops an S-bomb. Hickey. I think we now need to reset the Jersey Jerry curse tracker right there. Only two,
what,
curses.
3 weeks?
No. That was that first curse was what, like, I would say the first 4 weeks of the season.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You weren't here for it, I'm pretty sure.
Huh. I think there was one recently. Maybe it was just from another guest.
Maybe.
So maybe I take that back.
Yeah, maybe it was from another guest.
Oh, it was. It was Frivola.
Oh,
that
yes. The steamroller.
All
right, well, come on back. We'll end the show out in style with the closing bell.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Wrapping up shop on a football Friday that's on a Wednesday. We out tomorrow, Friday. Be here for Eye on Football on Sunday for 8 hours. And then the gang is all back together on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. So let's end the week out in style. We'll tell you whose stock is booming and whose stock is dooming right now.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, I'm going to start things off negative and then go positive. Negative, Zach Wilson. All you had to do was, after the loss to the Patriots, just say, I let the defense down and did a horrible job. I got to be better. I owe it to the guys in the locker room. Boom, done, finito. I don't even think you get benched this week, even though your play was deserving of getting benched. But that lack of accountability and the lack of just understanding that's what you had to do as a leader of a team, it's baffling to me. So give a stock down to Zach Wilson. Baker Mayfield, you just got benched for Sam Darnold. Now, if I would have said that a few years ago, okay, maybe Sam just had a better career than Baker Mayfield. Sam was already supposed to be then having his career rebounded and rejuvenated in Carolina. That already failed, and they moved on to go get Baker. Man, Baker Mayfield. And I'm really curious, Ryan, the rest of the way how he handles this. Like, I know that they played P.J. Walker over him, and now they are playing Sam Darnold over him, and he hasn't been a menace or hasn't been a problem, but I wonder how he's going to handle this the rest of the way if he doesn't get to start another game.
Yeah, I can't imagine that ego that has kind of given or risen, helped him rise to where he is right now, is going to go down and accept the backup role.
It's his greatest strength, also his biggest detractor, is that ego. So give a stock down to Baker Mayfield. I know this is a few weeks ago, and I've been meaning to get to it, but for some reason, I just never have given this a stock down. But I got to give a stock down to Scottie Pippen's ex-wife and Michael Jordan's son. You know they're a couple now, Hot Take Icky?
I do.
That's just wrong on so many
fronts.
Crazy. I know Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen haven't always had the best relationship, and I think Scottie's pretty salty about it all these years later. Anytime you hear an interview, he takes a shot at Michael Jordan. But now your ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son. Like, I think that's a Michael Jordan's son's son as well. Like, he probably was around Scottie Pippen a lot, and now you're dating his ex. That just doesn't seem right. Give a stock down to Michael Jordan's son and Larsa Pippen. Very attractive, though. So maybe Michael Jordan's son's like, yeah, I don't care if this creates some problems. My dad's not even liked by Scottie Pippen, so who cares? I'll just do me. Robert Saleh. What he did today was the right decision, but it's not the easy decision. Because you could fear and run the risk of totally just having your young quarterback that the organization used a second overall pick on tuning you out, not caring, and never wanting to be a part of this team again. And at this point, you may just say, if that's the case, okay, whatever. Like, the guy has not been playing well. I know Zach Wilson handled all the questions today properly. But sometimes when it's the obvious decision, it's not always the decision that gets made. Because a franchise young quarterback or guy that you think could be a franchise quarterback sometimes has more clout and sometimes wins out, even if it's not for the best interest of the other 52 guys on the roster. But he realized that he was in danger of losing his locker room if he went with Zach Wilson this week. And that's not an easy spot for a coach when it's your young quarterback against your locker room. So give a stock up to Robert Saleh. Ja'Marr Chase expected to be back this week. Thank you. We know that Ja'Marr Chase is an excellent player in this league. We saw what he did last year. We saw what he was doing already this year. Good to have Ja'Marr Chase back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Give him a stock up. And finally, Kansas football. Lance Leipold's done a remarkable job the last 2 years. And everyone thought he was leaving this year. He was going to go to Nebraska, you know, maybe Wisconsin. They don't hire Jim Leonard. Maybe he would go there. Could Auburn have been interested? Signed an extension with Kansas. That's a big-time win for Kansas football. Now, who knows how much longer he's going to stay after this year. I know there's, right, the way the contract is structured, it kind of makes it tough for him to leave, or it looks like he's going to leave. Hot take, Hickey?
Yeah, I haven't seen the details on the jacket, but it's like 2029, and it seems like he's there for the long haul. Kansas is committing to resources, and he's committing to them.
Yeah. Now, if he wants to leave, I'm sure he could leave. Like, there's always a way out of that. But that's a big win for Kansas because this has finally been a guy that is kind of major program now relevant, restored them after just so many bad years, and he's not bolting. He at least is intending to stay there. Major win for Kansas football. Give him a stock up. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. This is my favorite time of the year. Food, family, football. And also, if you can, make a donation and try to get some people some food that maybe aren't as fortunate as we all are. I was on with Mac and Bone today on WFNZ. They do a turkey drive each and every year. I made a donation, so even though tomorrow I'll be stuffing my face with a lot of food, you got to try to think about some other people as well this time of the year, because as much as I enjoy Thanksgiving, I hope everyone is able to enjoy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Hope you have some great memories tomorrow with the family and enjoy it all. Enjoy the football. You can always give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. I'll be back on Sunday for Eye on Football for 8 hours starting at noon Eastern. I'm on the same CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. And then we'll be here on Monday for the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio to recap all the craziness in college football and the NFL. All right, we'll talk to you then, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. We out. Bye-bye. Eat that lasagna. Peace.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.